He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. But dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
I gotta get right up. Holy shit. That's loud, huh?
No,
or is
no,
it my
good.
Noise-canceling headphones?
It's those dope-ass headphones you got.
Some sweet headphones. I went from the $4 headphones to the $4,000 headphones.
How'd you actually used them last week. We didn't mention it, but did it hurt your head at all?
Yeah, it did.
Really? It's because you get that egghead of yours.
It's something wrong with my head. I might as well return these things because it's actually they're pretty fucking awesome.
You should wear a yarmulke because that's like the spot where it hurts.
I should wear one. I think I have like a dandruff yarmulke up there.
Yeah.
Whenever I cut my hair,
You get bad druff?
Oh, big time.
Really? Me too.
I go with Head and Shoulders, and it doesn't work.
Nah,
the
dude,
head,
you got to go sell some blue. That's the shit. It tingles, yeah.
You know what? I was going to mention, thank you for bringing that up. Your toilet looks like it's got Selsun Blue in there. Every time I go to take a whiz in there, that thing looks fantastically clean.
Yeah, do you know why?
Looks like a janitor just went through.
The wife is like, oh, we're having someone come over. Let me clean every spot of the house. I'm like, hey, listen.
That someone is me.
Yeah. Will is he's family.
And he's disgusting.
And yeah, plus he's a fucking loser.
And he's going to just get... You might as well wait till I leave because I just pee all over the fucking thing.
Yeah, you got that strong stream. You bust right through that blue.
My stream game is strong.
It is. Yeah. You got a thick-ass stream.
I do. Yeah. Little-ass dinky, thick-ass stream.
Yeah, man. Your pee hole must be just thick.
Big time.
You got that wide-ass pee hole just shooting streams.
I'm going to fire hose urethra.
You know, how was your weekend, bud?
Weekend was pretty good. So it's the younger guy's B-day yesterday. Thank you for the call, the gifts, the card.
Yeah, I got them all here for you.
He loved it. Do you really?
Yep.
I'll take it. And fives.
It's one high five. So.
Slide it across. Exactly. Thank you. So that was pretty good. He had... we do the B-day weekend. So we do, usually it's like a yes day, whatever you want to do, it's yes. So, we ended up shooting a donkey. It was so weird.
That's what he wanted.
All right, man. We found a donkey and we shot the thing.
Remember, my old house, we used to have a donkey loose in the fucking back.
Yeah.
That was the best ever. You just hear it fucking hee-hawing.
Really?
Like, what the fuck? We go out there, there's a fucking donkey walking around.
Guess what? Not anymore.
Oh, shit.
Got that fucking thing.
Yeah. You're welcome. I set that up for him. That was his birthday present. I set up that donkey slaying.
Free donkey. So that was pretty good. On Saturday, they do track.
In the 140-degree weather?
It was
perfect.
The older one did the 400, which was the last event.
Okay.
And it was 102 degrees outside.
Yeah.
He was miserable.
Yeah.
He's also Caucasian and Irish, he's not very fast.
Yeah. And skinny like you.
He got smoked. Yeah, but you'd think that would actually work to his advantage, but no, he's got
long limbs.
He's got dad's athletic ability. And that doesn't help him out very much.
Yeah.
I'm good in a 7-second fight. That's about it.
Yeah.
I throw an absolute bomb or two.
Yeah. And then you get knocked out within 7 seconds.
And then it goes to the ground and I'm just screaming, help, help, help.
Rape.
So, we did, we kind of did whatever they want, which is play Fortnite. Play the game. You ever play Fortnite?
Nope.
You know what it is?
Yeah, I know.
The kids love it.
Yeah.
They love the Fortnite. I can't figure it out because it's got... I remember when I was growing up and you had like the joystick, the Atari joystick. And then when you went to the Nintendo where you had to move your thumbs.
Yeah.
That was difficult, but you picked it up.
Yeah.
This fucking thing is like, it's like a Rubik's Cube. You have to like spin it.
No way, really?
Fucking Xbox 360 and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, it's got all the buttons.
I got no idea. I'm so fucking old. I feel like my parents trying to log on to AOL when I talk to my kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you turn this thing?
Trying to find kiddie porn on AOL. Like
it's hard. It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard to find kiddie. So yesterday was cool. We have a neighbor who's got a boat, and we went out on Lake Austin. If any want to do some tubing. Ah, God damn it. I was doing so well.
You were.
Such a fucking moron. He wanted to go floating. Yeah. God, I can't sit. I can't believe I called it tubing. So we went floating.
Yep.
And we had a blast. It was all the kids. They had a blast. I would just like to say that there's nothing more depressing being 43 years old and going out on Lake Austin in the summertime.
And just seeing the broads?
Or? It is unbelievable. No, I mean, not so at first you're just like, what a missed opportunity staying in fucking Massachusetts. If you're listening in Massachusetts right now and you're under the age of 30, get the fuck out of there.
I know. It is unbelievable. Like, I told you, when I went to Texas State, I'm like, how? Like,
so
it
here's,
was unreal.
Here's the thing. I remember growing up and being like, thinking to myself, girls who don't wear like gigantic bottom swimsuits, I'm like, wow, that's pretty daring. She must be a total skeezer. These broads down here, thongs everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. If you have a reasonable bathing suit that still is, you know, makes the dumper look halfway, you're like, who's this grandmother out here?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Now, let's put it in context. I am a bag of fake bones and some real bones. So I've got no right to say like who's attractive and who's not. Then you look at the dudes and you're like, there's no way, you know, even back in my heyday, I'd be able to compete with some of these fucking, first of all,
yeah, that's the other thing. People are so more active and athletic. I don't know if it's, granted, we don't live back home. Maybe it's changed back home. I don't know, but.
I think there's always an element of that, but yeah. Yeah, there's not a calzone place on every corner down here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Unfortunately. So,
I'd crush a calzone.
Urban Gourmet back in, did you ever go to that? Nope. Urban Gourmet in Medford Center. It Medford Center? I think it was near Tufts. They made the best buffalo chicken calzones. Yeah. So in other words, this is why I wouldn't be able to compete then. I'd fucking be coming up in a rowboat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These cats got these crazy ass boats.
Yeah.
So you're there. The first stage is like awe. You know, you're like, I this is unbelievable. Yeah, like,
hiding your boner from your children.
Not even. I'm like, full, like, yeah. Kids, this is, you got to get out here more often.
Yeah.
I'm starting them in CrossFit right now. And then you're totally engorged for like 45 minutes. You're like, geez, look at this. Look at this. Holy, look at these. Look at what I would be doing.
Yeah.
And then you realize in context, you have, even then, back in the day, zero shot.
Yeah.
Zero shot with 98% of these girls. And then you just get really upset. You're like, I should have been down here. I would have been doing way more push-ups, maybe some pull-ups.
Yeah. I mean, you can really play sports year-round here, too.
100%.
You know, back home, it's fucking 3 months out of the year where you can be outside.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
and then you got to go to Fitness First and hang out there.
Yeah.
Hey, hit the button. Yeah. Did you get it?
I do. Of course I got it.
Sweet. All right. Ready? 3, 2.
We're back.
All right. Good. You got the finger point.
I did.
Good job this time.
Yeah. Thank you.
So anyway, it's also on the lake. You just feel like this is what Jimmy Buffett was talking about all these years. You're out on the fucking lake. All your worries go away. It's 1,000 degrees. My face looks like a pizza with no cheese right now. It's just fucking red. I didn't give two shits.
You know what?
Loved it.
I don't mind the heat when you're out on the lake. It's great.
No, because you get the breeze.
Yeah.
And you're in the water. Oh, man. Seriously, if you're...
Let's get a boat.
You know what I was thinking? TISD Studios. We should get like a boat house.
Yeah.
We don't need a boat. We'll have somebody else park the boat.
But do all those things. That's a great idea.
That's a fucking great idea.
Yeah.
You know, right after we LLC this shit,
yep.
we invest in real estate.
Yeah.
Holy man. Shit. Wait till all these podcasts come streaming in. We'll have like our own master cast.
Yeah. Fucking moguls.
I don't like skiing.
Oh, man. You beat me to it.
Hey, man.
I was going to say skiing.
So anyway, my weekend was a mix of highs and lows. How about yours?
It was all highs.
Was it? Yeah. I wanna get high. Were you a Cypress Hill fan?
Hell yeah.
So high.
Not that song, but... we had a date night on Saturday. Went to the Domain.
Wait, slow down.
Yep. Date night.
Whose bung, bung. Domain was it?
It was, I'm the master of my domain.
Master Blaster.
So, you know, we went to the domain. We had a good time.
Wait, spent some time.
Just sat.
Fucking hold up. Who were you with?
I was with my wife.
And?
That's it.
No.
Swear to God.
Second tweeter ever?
No, I wasn't with
Jimmy. Or first tweeter ever?
No, we didn't go with them.
All right.
We had a date night, just her and I.
All right. So where'd you go again?
Kung Fu Domain? No. We went to, there's like a little Irish pub there. Jack and Ginger's or something like that. We just sat there and talked for, you know, lost in each other's eyes and in conversation. Talked about the future.
So fucking gross. Yeah, no, Did you really talk about the future?
Yeah. We talked about our plans for, you know, want to retire early, travel the world, you know?
You guys are
probably
fucking
not gonna happen.
Gross. Seriously, you're gross.
Almost 20 years next month.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But anyways, the big thing is we got home, and with the sister-in-law back in Boston, they booked Disney for the kids. And I'm like, okay.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
The sister-in-law back home.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Your sister?
No. Her sister-in-law.
Oh, her brother's wife. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So they planned Disney. So they get a kid, same age as my son, and they get a baby who's one.
Yeah.
So the girl will be 4. He'll be 5. So I think
I'm violently shaking my head right now. Don't do it.
Too late. It was already booked.
No.
Yeah.
Did they pay for you?
Did they pay for us?
Yeah.
No.
Then you didn't have to do it.
Listen.
It's that dude.
I've never been. Have you been?
Yeah, I almost had a seizure there.
Okay, well, you have
last
a
year.
Fucking, you have in.
I have a great
disease.
So, we went to Disney last year for the first time. Yep. The kids actually had a good time, but they're older. They're what, 10 and 8 at the time.
Yeah, but can they be blown away by seeing a fuck person in a Mickey Mouse costume?
No.
Yeah, my kids will be.
Yeah, but that's it. There's nothing to do. They can't go on any rides.
How
long are you going for?
How long do you think?
Shoot my fucking brains out. Are you going to say 7 days?
7 days.
You're fucked. You are fucked.
I had nothing to do with this except going, okay.
It is an absolute second mortgage to go to that fucking place.
Yeah, we're 10 grand deep by the end of it.
No way. By the way, I did do... By the way.
Fucking dropping the bucket for us.
I know you guys are loaded. I did. I tell you what, the women who play like the princesses, they are pretty attractive. Like,
can't wait. Can't wait to just see them.
Not that slutty attractive thing that's going on.
Well, it depends. Like Maleficent.
Yeah.
What? How do you say her name? Maleficent.
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 I thought you were gonna say the Beast.
Him too.
Guy's a total slut.
Yeah. Yeah. She could be skanky.
We're actually going back to.
Now, it doesn't. Is there like Marvel stuff there? Does Disney own Marvel?
Did Disney buy Marvel?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I don't know. Universal is awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited. Like Animal Kingdom. Like the kid loves like animals and stuff. So.
You know, an alligator snatched a kid. We stayed.
Yeah, I know. That's not happening to us. Trust me.
Hey, it wasn't happening to them either.
No, they were letting their kid wade in alligator-infested waters. My kid won't do that.
Fucking
unless
morons.
He pisses me off like he did today. I'll throw him fucking head first.
Not only will he get eaten, but I'm going to dump him in there.
Yeah. No, so, yeah, I am... I never got to go growing up.
Neither did I.
And I'm excited to take my kids. It's one thing I always said I want to do. Think they're a little young, but I also think they'll probably really enjoy it. We get the whole fucking thing planned out to the hour.
Yeah.
Already.
I know.
You know, we'll see what happens.
I know your old lady. She's very detail oriented.
Exactly. So.
She's got a great set of cans too.
That's my wife. It's the mother of my children.
Well, I mean, it's not my deal. I'm just saying, you know. Set of cans.
Yeah.
What do you think it was?
Set of tits.
I say cans. It's more gentlemanly. Yeah, we went last year as a planned event, and then the wife has a conference this year. in Orlando, right around the corner. So we're going to go back. I swore I would never go back. I after the third day, I was like, I can't go on any fucking rides. I literally was waiting. This was after going to Universal. You do all these, like, you know, I just had fucking sensory overload. Luckily, I was with a dude who had...
Good kiss. Good kisser.
Great kisser. And that calmed me down.
Yeah.
I literally was waiting to go into a ride, and I was like... I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Like, they were just packed. I was packed with people. I'm like, something's fucking happening. I got to get out of here. I sat down and I cried for like 15 minutes. I was like, what is going on?
You had a panic attack?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was having like all the pre-seizure stuff that I would have. But I mean, I was like, my head was all fucked up.
Do you know what you should have done? Is had a seizure so you didn't look like a giant pussy. So you should have done. You should have faked the seizure so you didn't look like a fucking pussy.
I did. I went into a corner. I was like, please, I hope nobody sees me.
Yeah. Leave me alone, Cinderella.
I'm weeping.
Don't look at me, Cinderella.
7 dwarfs my ass. Yeah. Those things are real.
I'm weeping. 8 dwarfs.
That's so good. So I got a job.
Yeah.
So anyway, now I have to be the Sherpa. Like, that's all I do. I don't go on rides. I got to fucking carry everything.
Well, the one thing that is good is that we're going with them. So a couple nights we're going to, you know, they'll watch the kids. We'll be able to go out and do stuff.
Epcot's pretty cool.
Is it?
Yeah. It'll that's good for like a date night. We actually saw like a, I hate the Beals.
I love the Beals. Yeah, love them.
Fuck you. Seriously?
Yeah, love the Beals.
They're brutal.
But what, are you a Stones guy only?
No, I don't like the Stones, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, all these things
the
are supposed
Beach
to be like.
Boys, you can't lump them in.
Yeah, sure you can. Every one of those, they're like, oh, they like changed the way music was played. It's like, no they didn't. It's they're fucking both, four chords and a flop top.
One out of those three definitely did not.
The Stones? Bullshit. Everybody says, what's the name of that album? Animal Sounds or something from the Beach Boys was like, whoa. Did you ever see the Beach Boys movie? With Brian Wilson?
No.
John Cusack?
Nope. Joan Cusack.
Yeah. John looks like Joan.
Now, do you know what? Stamos is the drummer for them now.
I know.
Yeah. That dude slayed.
Slayed.
His first wife, Rebecca Romijn, was phenomenal.
Did she drop him or did he drop her?
I think she dropped him and then...
Married Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah. The fat kid from... Stand By Me.
I know, but he...
so funny. Yeah, he thinned out.
Kushner.
He Kushnered?
Wasn't it Kushner?
Jared Kushner?
Not Jared. No, what was the name? Jerry Maguire. He was like Kush. Remember, he was the first...
okay.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
you
know
any Tom Cruise movies?
Yeah, he was the football player.
You complete me. All right.
You had me at... You cried at Epcot.
Hey, it's neurological.
Exactly.
See, I can't even speak right now.
I know.
Now. I'm so fucking. I'm apoplectic over it.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
Don't
it's okay.
speak.
Yeah. So I also think it's crazy, but at the same time, whatever. Fucking. Let's. You only
not
live once.
Whatever. You just say listen, no. They're listen. Too fucking young. We're not spending $9,000. Where are you staying?
We're staying at Wilderness Caverns, whatever that is.
Ploop ploop. That's fucking money. Wait a minute. What's that sound? Bawoosh. That's the Ferguson. It's flushing your money down the toilet.
Listen, it's a Toto. Okay. yeah, no. Hey, what the fuck ever, you know?
Yeah. What the fuck ever. You know, you're fucking loaded.
Yeah,
what do you
just,
care?
It's just a little bit of cash.
It's just money.
Yeah.
Remind me again. How many times did you go when you were growing up?
0.0.
That's right. Me too.
Yeah. And now I know why. Because it's fucking expensive.
Because it's a fucking second mortgage.
Yeah. Because my parents hated me.
That's a different story.
Oh.
Even if they loved you, they wouldn't have taken you. They would have taken everybody else.
I don't think that's the way it works.
I think it is, actually. So what did you do this weekend?
Yeah, that was it.
So the date night.
The date night. Then they booked. They just spent all the money.
Can you believe it? I just totally forgot what you told me.
Yeah, no, I believe it. You don't listen to me.
Have you ever been to Disney?
Yeah, I have. When I was a kid, my parents took me.
Cause, oh, man. They don't love you.
I know. And they didn't take me.
Not at all.
They were too busy breaking up the family.
Too busy
getting
boning.
Divorced.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, do you hear that? The fucking board shorting out.
The ambulance is coming to pick you up.
You thought I was a pussy for crying.
Oh, you
want
to talk about crying?
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was good times.
It was
so good times. That's what I did during the weekend. I think it's a good time to give a shout out to our sponsor.
Oh. Which one? 14 Finches or Combos?
Yeah, Combos hasn't gotten back to us yet, so no. Unofficial sponsor.
Unofficial sponsor, Combos. All right, official sponsor, 14finches.com. 14 Finches for all of your creative t-shirt design needs, 14 Finches.
Still haven't got a fucking shirt from 14 Finches.
Oh, really?
Zero shirts have come my way.
Why don't you hold on for a second while I break something out of the bag?
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's coming.
No, it's not. Hold on.
No, I'm seriously going over.
No, he's actually taking his headphones off.
Boy, I shouldn't have set this thing across the room.
Yeah. He's winded. It's because of the huge master bedroom. What are those?
All right. So I met with proprietor Jeff Carvenz. Were we supposed to say his name again?
Yeah.
All right.
I think. I don't know.
Master proprietor.
Hey, 1 second, though.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
All right.
This thing was lagging behind us.
Oh, I thought maybe it wasn't. So here's what he presented, right? He's got a brand new 14 Finches t-shirt. 14 Finches on the front. The design on the back.
Wow, that is tight.
Right? It says adapt, evolve, thrive. This is a Darwin kind of thing going on.
Yeah, it is.
He loves Darwin, but he also loves... Excuse me.
I got that.
He also loves CrossFit, and he likes really interesting CrossFit things. So here is Jane Fonda on a barbell. She's Barbarella.
Barbarella, yeah.
Big time.
I get it.
Big time.
That's fucking sweet.
Barbarella. And then one more, the iconic Darwin deadlifter himself. That's three. That's three t-shirts from fucking our boys over at 14 Finches. By the way, he gave me eight, but you got three.
Yeah, that's
and that's
okay.
Pretty good for you.
You know what? I think it's the extra cloth that it needs to make mine.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to take everything back I said about 14 Finches.
I think you should double down.
Yeah. Cheap pricks only got me three shirts.
Yeah. No, he came correct.
What a solid dude.
14finches.com for all of your creative design needs. He should branch out because he's got some really cool designs. That one that
he's a talented dude.
Talented motherfucker. So the one in the middle was a barbell with Jane Fonda crawling on top of it. It was Jane Fonda. I don't know what it's from.
Yeah, it's from Barbarella. What? She was in the movie Barbarella, you fucking knucklehead.
I don't know if it was her from when she was in Vietnam or something.
Oh yeah. When she was
She was super hot in Vietnam though.
Dude.
Who knows?
She's held up too. She's doing all right for her age.
No. Sorry.
No.
Denied. I mean, yeah, for her age, if you're like 80, you'd get in that in a hurry.
Yeah.
Nursing home. If you were a nursing home guy, which I'm about to be.
Speaking of banging older celebrities.
Were we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jane Fonda banging her.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yep.
Did you read that about Asia Argento?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
So, Asia Argento, who was... part of the Me Too.
Yeah, at the
she
forefront
was raped
of getting,
by yeah, yeah, Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, yeah. So she was, and she was also Anthony Bourdain's chick.
Correct.
Right? And then he killed himself.
Yep. I think this had a little something to do with it.
Maybe, because allegedly she has now, actually, not even allegedly, there was a court. It was basically she paid off some 17-year-old dude that she...
She banged. Yeah.
She blew him first and then banged him, or she jerked him off, or I don't know, something. And it then banged him.
Yeah.
But it's like legit in court docs.
Yeah. $330,000.
Do you know what he was asking for? $3.5 million.
Good for him.
And you know what the other thing was? This was only settled in like May.
Really?
Yes. This May, and it happened years ago.
He was working on it. Anthony Bourdain was trying to negotiate all this shit with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So he was fucked up over it.
Which is kind of, not that it's weird. I mean, look, it's not, it's not linear, man. One doesn't mean the other.
Listen, when I was 17, and she is however old she is and she looks the way she does, mm-hmm. I would have settled for a $5 foot long from Subway.
Did you? Yeah, I know you would have.
Yeah.
You would have Jareded her big time.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of her and him together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Creepy. She looked fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
But she looks young.
Yeah, I know. She
and
looks
that was
young.
Only like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks was, what, terrible
she
now.
Was in, no, well.
She I looks mean, terrible now.
Drugs, man. Drugs do weird things to your whole body.
Look at me. She looks like me.
I'd bang you too, dude. Wait
really?
A minute.
Really?
Oh, shit, is that on air?
And we're back.
Sorry for the weird cut out there.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks fantastic back then. Yeah, exactly. You're 17 years old. Like, oh my God. Do you really...
I would anything that fucking moved at 17.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
How is that? I mean, that to me, you know what? To me, that sounds like a money grab by that dude.
Yeah.
A money grab this, and a half.
Okay.
He got a grab and a rub and a tug, and now all of a sudden he's getting some cash.
Yeah. So, you know, big ups to that kid. It kind of fucked her whole Me Too thing up, but...
Wait a second.
Yeah.
What if he's gay? That changes the whole deal.
Why? That
changes the whole deal. Maybe he didn't want to.
Oh.
Maybe he was totally pressured into it.
I guess.
Huh? Hello, my dolly. Hello, my... Wait a second.
Ew. But no, at 17, anything that moved.
She's only 17.
Did you have any teachers that you would have... like, you know, there's the...
No,
all the
I went to high...
Do...
I was nuns. I had
oh,
nuns
that's true,
in
yeah.
school.
Yeah. We had... A teacher. Shout out to Miss Russell,
ooh,
who was...
Kurt Russell.
Miss Hampton Beach.
And no way.
Came, yeah. And then came to teach Spanish at my high school.
No.
And everybody was like, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah, and she taught Spanish, and then she was the cheerleading coach. And everyone was like... I remember no one way. Kid... Shout out to Deshaun Sharpton.
Man, a lot of shout outs right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, he goes, I remember one time he goes, hey, tell your cheerleading coach I want to fuck her till her eyes bleed. And I had never laughed so fucking hard in my life. I'm like, what?
Now, how old was she when she got this gig?
She must have been in her 30s. You know?
Was she that? She was good looking?
Yeah. She was great looking.
Jesus Christ.
And it made me think, is, you know, when the wife...
passes
through,
away.
No, went through
oh,
college.
Sorry. Nope.
She got out of college. So mm-hmm. she's what, 24, 25? Starts mm-hmm. teaching seniors in calculus.
Yeah.
And my wife's pretty attractive.
Yep.
And those kids.
We talked about those cans.
Yeah. So those kids, you know, they couldn't concentrate.
They wouldn't. Yeah, exactly. Well, she right. also wears, you know, thigh oh, highs just walking around the house.
Oh, yeah. She dresses skankalicious.
She's a total. So, yeah, listen, wait until you start walking around the halls of the... I mean, UT is here in Texas yeah. State. Every girl that goes in there, they should be doing STEM. Listen, those girls should be doing programming and all that stuff. Yeah. I agree. I'm big on it. But a lot of them are doing either, you know, dental hygienist or they're doing education.
Yeah.
And in Austin Independent School District, they're just funneling those first year, like 21-year-old teachers...
Teaches.
They're fucking getting the teachers.
They're getting the teachers.
But seriously, I mean, these chicks, half of them are just crazy fly. Crazy fly.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that they were crazy fly.
Yeah.
Oh,
is
damn.
It dope? This shit is dope.
Yo, that bitch has got them fat tits.
But this is, I mean, this is grade school, right? So you don't even, you know, you're not like... You're not rubbing a remote control on your penis, you know, it just
yeah.
Unknowingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But wait, I mean,
just
once you realize what happened when you're in high school, you're going to be like, whoa,
yeah.
I'm going to go search for that yearbook.
Yeah. Like when you're getting it on with your wife, you're going, oh, Miss Jenkins, I mean, sorry.
I need some counseling. So, but they all do like, that's the other thing. After school, you go to pick up the kids at after school, they're all doing like CrossFit. Like Spartan fucking whatever. What the
oh,
hell is
yeah,
that?
Like
that
place Camp name? Gladiator or whatever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On the, like right there.
Yeah.
On the basketball court. They're all doing up downs and lunge thrusts and shit like that. It's like, how the, in yoga pants.
Yeah.
How is a dad supposed to pick up his kid like that?
How's a dad not supposed to jack off?
And just, exactly.
You know, I find myself just fucking milling around in the middle of their workout session.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Yeah.
Oh, you need a spotter?
Yeah. Mr. Kelly, where are your pants? I don't know. Am I supposed to be in charge of that? Where's Lost and Found?
You didn't have to use my name.
Oh, is it? What?
Yeah, you didn't have to use my name when you said that.
It's a random. It's a fucking random person.
Yeah.
Boy, you really fucked up the flow on that one. I could have just went right by.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, she's, yeah, yeah she, I don't, she, I mean, listen, there's layers going on here, bruh.
Yeah, I mean,
layers, yeah. Bruh.
I mean, wouldn't you want to get boned by her and then get $330,000? That'd be a great deal.
Fucking 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
There was another, yeah, look, I'm looking at, look at this. Oh my God, she looks like a fucking, she looks like a Halloween mask right there.
Yeah.
But that's not, and look at this kid.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I guess you actually have a point on the gay thing.
I'm sorry. What's wrong with this picture? It's Cardi B.
Because the kid had a fucking donger on him. That's why.
Did you ever watch the show 100? So as I'm looking at this, as I'm cruising TMZ, as I often do.
Yeah.
The show
Shout out to Harvey Levin.
The 100?
On Netflix?
Is that what it is? Like 100 people left in the universe or something?
Yeah, I think it's like 100 people sent back to Earth to repopulate it or something.
All right. So I don't know who Marie Avgaropoulos is. I think she's Greek.
Yeah.
But she's pretty fly looking.
Stop saying fly right now. I'm shutting this whole thing down.
She's super fly. And she beat the shit out of her boyfriend. I didn't read it, but...
Yeah, of course you didn't. Yeah.
She allegedly attacked her boyfriend. A source close to her says the actress was on new meds. I mean, of course.
Why is everyone on meds nowadays?
It's a problem. It's we got problems.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, listen, when they used to burn people like me at the stake like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, now they have medication for us.
Oh, man, I wish they still did it.
I know. How fucking crazy is that?
Yeah.
That's going to be my defense right before I get fired.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? They used to burn people like me at the stake like 100 years ago. So yeah. All right. So, we might as well roll into, girlfriend of the week.
Yeah. I agree.
So there's this one, Marie Avgaropoulos. We'll do celebrity girlfriend of the week.
Yeah.
Cause I got another one coming right up that you're going to fucking love. Holy. See, look at this. Look at this. I don't know who Halsey. I don't know who Halsey is, but that's exactly what it looked like. So this girl is, there's someone named Halsey.
Halsey is a singer.
Okay. I've seen the name before. I haven't seen this before. She's wearing like a halter top and a thong, and she's, what do you call it? Surfing?
Yeah.
She's surfing.
I call it surfing.
That's, I saw like 97 people like that yesterday.
Yeah. Like,
most of them were chicks.
Stand up paddleboarding?
100%.
Yeah.
It's stand up paddleboarding is another one.
Yeah.
Because it's all like, you got to like keep your core together.
Yeah, you see them and they get their booties out.
Oh, you see me and I got a wet pair of shorts. all right, let's get back to what we're doing.
Okay.
Celebrity girlfriend. So you got to choose between this one and then one more.
Okay. Now she's a front runner because she ain't ugly.
She's cute as shit. Look at those. She got a little, nice little nose.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll get worked
on. She got
done.
Them
blue
them,
eyes. Those lips.
Yeah. She got them
small little kissables.
Just dick sucking lips.
No, small I was going to say, let's just give them
a little smoochies.
A little smoochie.
All right,
and then I
one?
Wanted to bite my fucking ear off.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're looking for crazy, look no further than any one of Johnny Depp's girlfriends, Amber Heard specifically.
Yep.
I think we passed this one back and forth.
Yep.
Amber Heard allegedly. Allegedly,
she's
and I'm really,
champion.
I'm really hoping this is true.
Me too.
Took a shit right on his bed.
Yeah,
when they were in a fight.
Yeah, just a white comforter with a fucking log on it.
Dropped an absolute deuce on there.
You know that her poops must just be like little dainty poops too.
Oh,
because you know it's just a salad and a.
I know, but what if she went to Taco Bell right beforehand and
she
just unloaded,
she just fucking shattered.
Yeah,
the fucking...
she's like a $2 combo. Just went right through her.
Man, you know what? I'd let her shit my mouth just so I can see where it came from. You know
nope.
what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. And I think the pendulum's swinging a little bit.
No,
you're a little more
not.
Fucking disgusting than I am.
Nah, I just say disgusting things because I know my wife listens to this. So she goes, What the fuck is wrong with you?
And you're like, hey, it's over the top. Hey, meanwhile, hey. I am not fucking around with anything that I've said on this thing. Yeah. It's embarrassing. No, actually, I'm not embarrassed at all.
You should every once in a while.
No. Post-operative woman. I just want to see what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no dingus involved.
But if there was.
I would not. No. There's. Oh,
come on.
Fuck you. No, that is not my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It's not in my wheelhouse.
All right.
Vagina is in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
I love going down. Ladies, listening.
Yeah. I spend fucking minutes down there.
Nuns, are you listening from my high school?
You don't want nuns unless you got nuns, huns.
Nuns, huns. Speaking of nuns, did you see what was going on in Pennsylvania?
No, is it that pitcher? You see that pitcher?
You mean
a nun threw out the first pitch?
No.
Fucking perfect knuckleball strike.
A knuckleball? She threw a knuckleball.
It looked like one. The fucking thing had a little...
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
No shit, no. Yeah. You know what? Awesome.
She had like the long ass like black hat thing that they wear and like a white robe.
Oh, like the flying nun?
Yeah, yeah. And she fucking nailed it, man.
Did she really?
Yeah.
She was throwing heat?
Yeah.
She's throwing it. Yeah. Split finger?
Yeah, they did a split screen with her and 50 Cent. And
oh man,
it was fucking that fucking guy. Come on, you look so athletic, but goddamn.
Listen, just because you throw some weights around, just like me, doesn't mean you're athletic.
Yeah,
you know athletic. What it is? Interestingly enough, I have a lot of respect for nuns because they take it seriously. They're not throwing digits at little girls, but priests in Pennsylvania or Philly specifically, over a thousand kids, I think. Molested
in one church or around
the archdiocese of like Philadelphia.
Jesus Christ,
fucking insane. 1,000 kids, and the worst part about it is some of them didn't even want it.
that's the worst part.
No, they actually they're outside of like the statutes of limitation, so that really? You can't, yeah, they can't do anything.
I can't believe that more priests weren't fucking killed by guys, especially in like Philly and Boston, like. The fucking...
No, listen. I thought you told me you grew up Catholic. You just fucking told me that right before this started.
Yeah, but when that happens to you, you lose your faith, man. You don't get more religious.
As a human... Yeah, as the person who got... But it gets swept under the rug because it's, oh, well, priests are men and men are fallible. But then there's the other thought of it. It's like you never go against a church. You know, a priest is like married to God, which is also... Very weird.
It's this
weird thing of like, you know, you don't want to be that family to do that. I'm fucking telling you, it is this weird fucking thing.
Yeah, it's
having sucked a priest's dick once.
Once?
Very. What?
Once a week for how long?
Say that again.
Now, yeah, I just, you know, this.
I never sucked a priest's dick.
Did you ever see that movie with.
He sucked mine.
With.
Spotlight?
No. I had like Brad Pitt and
Sleepers.
Sleepers, yeah. Like that. Like I can't believe that didn't happen more, where they just fucking killed the dude.
I don't know how that would happen either. Yeah. It's like seeing.
I would like to think that some of them, probably not in my family, bunch of fucking pussies
would kill a priest.
Yeah.
No, everybody talks a big game.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
They wouldn't kill a priest. They don't love you that much.
Exactly.
They wouldn't even kill your dad.
I mean,
for molesting you.
Well,
did he do that?
It wasn't. It was more like a experimentation.
Oh, okay. So it was joint. Yeah. Boy, that really hit a wall.
Yeah.
That was a bad joke. Whoops.
Yeah.
So, I found the line.
And you crossed it.
And I'll do it again.
There's no fucking turning back. Sorry. If I could turn back time.
So speaking of which.
I wouldn't have made that joke about your dad molesting you.
No, I would. But on a similar note, can you tell me who Kofi Annan is? And what he's... do people consider him a good guy or not?
Kofi Annan.
Yep. Give it to me.
Good guy.
Okay.
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 He is... was an Israeli prime minister. And he...
Close.
He,
you're way off.
He was a Palestinian.
No.
Oh.
No.
Kofi Annan.
Yep.
Sounds Middle Eastern.
Okay.
And probably let's say he was a
he died recently.
He did?
Yep.
Oh.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Oh. Was he did he start Kofi Anonymous? See what I did there?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So I'm gonna let you off the hook. He's not even close to Middle Eastern.
No.
He ran the UN, Kofi Annan,
okay,
for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we get in with the UNS?
No. United Nations? I don't even know what it does. I couldn't even tell you if people liked him or not. I just recognize the name. I'm trying to get to the New York Times to figure out. I literally hit a link. Is Kofi Annan a good guy? Because I didn't even look it up. I should prep more.
Nah.
Yeah, there he is. There he is. Right there.
Oh, that guy?
Former UN Secretary General.
He's black.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go figure.
Okay.
I was way off.
Let's see. I'm going to try to see. Oh, he was a leader for peace.
Oh.
I guess you can't really be a jackass and be in the UN, right?
Yeah.
Do we pay for the UN?
No. We're not in the UN.
No, I think we are.
Oh, we are?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure we have to throw some ducats around for that, too.
We didn't Brexit that shit?
We're not in Brexit.
Oh.
I know that for sure.
Yeah. Do we pay for the UN?
Yeah, you got to throw some cash in for the UN.
I guess, yeah. I mean, doesn't Donald Trump want to fucking leave all that stuff?
The Trumpster?
Yeah.
I'm sure he wants to get out of there. I'm sure he wants to...
Listen, this is going to be the best.
Cheers. All right. Anyway. Fuck that.
That was a good screeching
halt. That was the worst screaching halt.
Nah, it was
actually
good.
You know what? It was all right. Let's get back to Girlfriend of the Week, because there is one more non-celebrity candidate.
Okay.
So we've got the girl from The 100.
Yep.
Maria Menounos.
Yep.
We've got Amber Heard took a shit on the desk.
Yep. Front runner.
Or the bed. And then we have this non-celebrity, but she should be a celebrity. Woman flashes toothy smile in mugshot after allegedly slashing boyfriend with sword. Now, I'm just going to admit, I didn't read this one either.
I gotta think.
But I think if she threw some makeup on, she'd be pretty damn cute. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, she got a nice smile.
Yeah. It is a toothy grin, for sure.
It is.
How to remove a dark spot. Oh, that's bad. Let's see. So, Ivy Moore, excuse me, now on the main stage.
Ooh.
Ivy Moore, Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested after allegedly cut her boyfriend's thumb with a... Really? I thought she slashed him across the stomach.
I read it. It's not exciting. I didn't want to stop you because you're really excited about her smile.
Yes.
But she cut his thumb.
Well, imagine if she came at him and slashed his stomach open.
Yeah.
And then he had to have emergency surgery, but he's okay. I don't want to, hopefully the guy's fine. But then she rolls in with the toothy grin.
He died.
No.
She had that vein of thumb that kills you immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I ever
the brachial chop of the thumb?
The brachial chop of the thumb. I got another one for you. So for whatever reason, I kept around the metal handle of a broom, of an industrial sized broom, right? Outdoor broom, one of the long ones, right?
Okay. Like
it was metal.
Broom?
Yeah, it broke or whatever. I kept it around because I was like, hey, I don't, I'll use it for something someday. So it was on the hanging on the wall, and it fell off onto my hand. And
I remember this. I remember
it. I moved it a little bit, and it was all dark, super dark. And I was like, "Oh man, it was a roach in there." I pull it off, and the thing just starts squirting out of my arm, probably 4 inches high, just squirting. I was like, "Holy shit!" So, I opened the door to the garage, and I was like, "Wife, I think I'm dying." Call an ambulance or something, because I was like, holy shit, I hit a vein. I'm about to bleed out. I didn't bleed out. In fact, when the ambulance guy came, he was like, I don't know, I guess I can give you a band-aid for it.
Yeah,
so fucking embarrassing.
You should be. Yeah. And then did you cry for 15 minutes?
I didn't. Excuse me, there's a difference between thinking that you're gonna bleed out and having,
let me ask you this. How long before the ambulance got there did you just stop bleeding completely?
Within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Right after the phone call.
You should have called back and said, you know what? a false alarm.
You know what I tried to do? I was like pinching it to make it bleed some more. I was like, please yeah.
Don't clot.
Please squirt as they're coming here.
Yeah.
But no, it was like it was comically coming out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's dude, those veins just they do that and then they collapse. They're not. You have
yeah, right. Fucking yeah, fucking
yeah.
John yeah. Quincy, MD.
What's that show? Dr. Quinn.
Quincy, Dr. Quinn, medical woman.
Yeah.
Now, Quinn. What the fuck was the name of that one? I don't know. So anyway, girlfriend of the week. Sorry, Heather.
Okay.
Circling back.
I am going to say Amber Heard for sure. That is awesome. Good for her.
You know what? If this girl would have gone the whole way and cut his thumb off, I'd probably go with her because she looks psyched. Wait, how far did she get in there?
Nothing. Did she cut his thumb? That's all it says.
Come on.
Like, I don't even think he needed stitches.
The boyfriend wasn't even named.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Because he's a victim.
Not important. That's why.
They were arguing over a former partner yeah. when she told him to get out.
Get out.
He was gathering his belongings when Moore allegedly took a sword and swung it at him. He put up his hands to guard himself. Authorities also discovered a marijuana pipe, or reportedly did, and she was intoxicated at the time.
Yeah. So do you know what I call this story?
Awesome.
A fucking wet turd.
No. She swung a sword at him. First of all, no. What's a sword doing in there?
Do you know why? Because they probably, they're fucking juggalos or something.
No, you know what? You know what?
I'm going with LARPing. Her. I'm they going LARP.
With Ivy Moore. Yeah, that's even better. Are you serious?
They fucking LARPers. They're
LARPing? Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah.
We should LARP.
We should LARP.
Yeah.
What should we LARP as? What would your character be?
Oh, fucking,
You'd probably be fucking Mario, you loser.
No.
Yeah.
You can't LARP ding, as
ding,
Mario.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, I'd be like Ivan Drago.
Why can't you LARP as Ivan Drago? That's a movie, dude. You gotta be like a comic book character.
No, you gotta be like a medieval swordsman.
Am I talking about a coxman? Am I thinking about cosplay?
Oh, I should think cosplay.
I should call my brother. I think he knows the difference.
No, LARPing is live action role play. That's when you go into a field and you all have like fake swords and medieval armor and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
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 You know, there's some cats who used to do that when one of the boys was playing T-ball.
Yeah.
In the outfield, they'd all get together and they'd be like, "Rah!" And they'd run at each other, and then one of them would be like, "No! No, Daryl! That's not cool!"
Yeah.
And they would start over.
We don't hit exactly. the face.
I have chainmail for a reason.
Yeah.
LARPing. All right, so maybe I was confusing it. I don't want to do LARPing. I want to do cosplay.
Oh, yeah, cosplay?
I want to get dressed up as a furry.
I don't think that's cosplay. I think this is just
I would love to.
A weird kink.
What?
Yeah.
Well, a furry is like a subset of cosplay, I think.
No.
Sure it is.
No, it's just a weird fucking fetish.
All right.
Cosplay is like you dress up as an elf warrior named Zingbong from the 14th quadrant. Come on, man. Everyone knows this.
That's good stuff. No, I definitely want. I think I want to do it. I want to dress up as a furry.
Do you want to do the whole furry thing? Like rub up on her.
Yeah, why not?
Not know what's inside. Like
no.
Okay,
no.
See,
wait a second.
See,
no.
You always backpedal. It's such bullshit.
I'm not backpedaling. I'm just saying no. I want to know who I'm furrying with.
That's not how it goes, man.
No,
you just
listen.
Get a cute squirrel. You just rub up on that thing.
All right, yeah, I do want to do that.
Yeah.
I just thought about it.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, it don't matter. It's a squirrel.
Once again, it's all context.
It's not a boy or
10
girl.
Years ago,
it's
would have been entirely different.
Yeah.
10 years ago, I would have been missionary style the whole way.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, you might as well drop me out of a fucking airplane and land on somebody with a hard dick.
We can arrange that.
Can you do it? Open the parachute. My parachute is just a giant condom.
Giant, huh? Good for you.
A magnum dome.
What would you do with the excess of the magnum? Would you tie it in a knot at the end or what?
Yeah, you know
would
when
you put it over your balls?
No, when you get what is that sound?
I don't know.
It sounds like there's water running.
It does.
Oh, I'm peeing myself. Damn it. You know when you get a loaf of bread and they've got that little tie?
Yeah, yeah.
I would just tie that around my dick.
Yeah.
And then it would stop. It'd stop the flow of AIDS rushing into my urethra.
I think that's how it works.
That's kind of weird, don't you think?
I honestly don't think that that's how AIDS happens. I think it's
how else would it happen?
It's got to be butt sex.
With a monkey?
No.
Simianades? Sades?
No, I think that's how it happens.
You are fucked in the head, dude.
Why?
If you bang somebody with AIDS, vaginally, anally,
no,
audially, in the ear, you have a fighter's chance of getting AIDS. So the AIDS itself has to travel up the urethra. Ding, 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 ding. I'm pinching my fingers together, and I'm pretending that my finger is AIDS. And I'm going up the urethra. Ding, 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 ding. And I kill you.
First of all, it
has to be. Why else would you wear a condom?
AIDS doesn't kill anybody anymore. That shit's like a fucking the flu.
No. HIV doesn't kill anybody. AIDS kills you.
Oh, yeah.
You're dying if you get AIDS.
Yeah, but I don't think you get AIDS anymore.
How do you transition from HIV to AIDS?
I think...
Mm-hmm. You change the letters around?
No. You just... Your immune system gets so shot, you get the AIDS virus. Like, you have HIV.
Yeah.
And then your immune system gets so knocked down. This is riveting, by the way.
So it morphs
into... Hilarious. And then it gets so knocked down that the AIDS virus takes over.
I think we're so fucking dumb that it actually is hilarious.
Yeah.
I think it actually is.
Because the people listening to this are like authorities in this.
Well, now's a good time. Yeah, the doctor community. The medical community loves us, by the way. And now's a good time to tell everybody where to listen to us and where to check it out.
It's true.
Absolutely check out thisissodumb.com.
Our website.
The website, thisissodumb.com. Twitter, @sodumb_podcast. Or Instagram, @sodumb_podcast. @sodumb_podcast.
Same.
Check it out on iTunes, on Spotify, on...
Google Play.
The Twat Machine.
Yeah.
Check it out everywhere.
Oh,
Instagram.
Did we look at the Twat Machine at all?
We did not send out... You know what? Tomorrow morning I'll send out a post that says, hey, we're taping yesterday night.
Yes.
Please post anything, yeah. Anything you want. Also, if you're interested in emailing us, absolutely at So Dumb Podcast.
Let us know. I think we're going to have a new segment where we just do some stand-up stuff.
How about some funny stuff?
Yeah, some funny stand-up stuff.
Okay.
I stand by that, by the way. I listened back to it,
mm-hmm.
And it could have been good if you didn't fucking interrupt me every 10 minutes.
Dude, you're out of your fucking mind. I didn't interrupt you. Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. It's unbelievably offensive that you would say, A, that was going to be good, and B, that I ruined it by fucking opening my mouth after the 7th minute. You got to tape that. You got to, like, time that thing. I didn't open my mouth until after the 7th minute of that joke.
Listen.
I told you the premise was good. You're out of your fucking mind.
I'm not out of my mind.
No. Excuse me. You're out of order.
This whole fucking podcast is out of order.
It is. Absolutely out of order. Listen, I agree. We should do more of more bad jokes.
Yeah. Or jokes and then workshop them together.
I think you should do jokes.
I think
a reboot is required.
You know,
if you hit restart now, that'd be fucking hilarious.
I don't do one liner jokes like you know what I mean? You just set up punchline. That's not how I do my shit.
No, I do set up. There's nothing there.
But I do.
I'm prolific at that, though, for sure. For sure I'm prolific at that.
You put the pro in prolific.
I put the pro in prostitute.
What is that just pulled up?
That's Bigfoot.
What?
I think it's funny how Bigfoot always looks like that. Looks like a gigantic gorilla man with a backpack on.
Do you know why?
Why is that?
That's what he is. Because
it's Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was another thing that came across that said, you know, this Bigfoot spotted crossing rural New York highway. And there's actually a sign that has Bigfoot on there. The only reason why this is coming up is because I believe you're about to tell me that you actually believe in Bigfoot.
Dude.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Of course Bigfoot's fucking real.
You're out of your fucking mind.
There's no way.
Bigfoot's I don't even real. Believe you. I think you're making this up.
No, it's a fucking bear every time.
Yeah,
it's totally a fucking bear.
The dude, you know that iconic one where like the Bigfoot like walks across in that like 8mm picture.
You know what?
I would love to meet the guy who was like, "Yes, I fucked that guy over."
I think
he totally thinks there's Bigfoot out there.
That video They did a good job with that. I don't care
what it was. That is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. They did a good job with that. But no, it's a fucking bear every time.
It totally is.
I really wish Bigfoot was alive, though, and like a real thing.
Why?
My kid always asked me, he's like, what would win a fight? Like a shark or this and the other thing? I'm like, any animal in the animal kingdom, a fucking gorilla will destroy. Bring a lion, a tiger, a fucking bear.
No way.
A gorilla will fuck that thing up.
You think a lion?
Have you seen a fucking gorilla in real life?
Yeah.
Dude.
Look at me.
Fucking
shit. You've seen one too. Yeah, I know. Those things are just muscle personified.
They will fucking just rip one in half.
I know.
Imagine getting...
In fact, actually at Disney, you will see a number of gorillas.
Yeah?
Like fucking close. Close up fucking gorillas.
It's because we're in fucking Florida, right?
You know what I'm saying? Good one.
Yeah.
Bad one.
What?
Totally bad one.
Oh. So they're full of fucking...
There's nothing wrong with the gorillas in Florida. They're just like regular gorillas. Only they're fucking stupid and can't get out of Florida.
And they're on meth.
They live in a trailer park with their dad.
Yeah.
And they strip.
Yeah, and they have their same girlfriend.
Exactly. They love to go to Applebee's for the individually dressed nachos. It's
$2.50 margarita night.
Oh, speaking of which, have you seen the debate over the crinkle cut fry versus the regular fry?
Yeah.
There was that thing that I sent you, Maine restaurant. Like, people were just irate to the point of like violent because they changed their.
They threatened to fucking kill the person because they changed their French fry.
Did they change? Now, again.
They went from crinkle.
All right.
To. You didn't read it, of course.
Nope.
They went from crinkle to straight cut.
Yeah.
And they said, it cost a fucking ton of money for the blades because they cut them fresh. Like, the blades cost so much more to do a crinkle cut. It's like we're using the same oil. We're using the same everything. We're just doing straight cut now.
I would firebomb that place. I would take the oil that you fucking get the fries into, and I would throw it in their faces. And I would say, this is what you did to me. You insulted me.
Are you?
Crinkle cut fries are fucking, when they're done right, they're crisp. They're delicious. Especially in Maine, where it's all like seafood. If you go to a seafood place and you have straight fries, then you don't deserve my business. You might as well burn in hell.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
You're out of your fucking mind.
No. Crinkle cut does absolutely... What does it do? It does nothing.
It adds to the taste.
No, it... Okay.
100%.
That makes zero sense.
Straight fries. Why don't you go to McDonald's, you fucking loser?
Yeah. Oh, you mean where the best fries on the fucking planet are?
They're pretty good. But they're not better than like Fish Shack crinkle cut fries. They're not bad. You know what? No. And you know what the thing is? Those might be just regular fucking bagged Orida fries. I wouldn't have any idea. I wouldn't have any idea. I would just know that they come out, they're fresh, they're salted, they're crisp.
Okay. They would be fresh if they were bagged Orida fries.
They would be.
They actually cut them right there on site. Like, they have to press.
This place. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what's wrong with the oldies? Commit.
No. Fuck crinkle.
You know what? Fuck this place. They want to fucking save a couple of bucks.
Dude, that's one thing I really miss, though, is the fish shacks like that.
It says Leslie and Jim Parsons, owner of Bali's Famous Franks in Waterville. Jim Parsons, isn't he on the
Big Bang Theory?
Yeah. Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah.
So dumb.
Good show.
I fucking hate CBS comedies. Set up punchline. Every one of them.
Dude, you could write for them.
Boom. I could. Exactly. Yeah. Which is why I hate them, because they won't hire me.
Yeah.
I never threw in my my hat in the ring.
Yeah. They'll listen eventually.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, man, erasure? Don't erase her.
Yeah.
Because I love her.
Because she's my wife. Exactly.
I laughed really hard at that one. And, yeah.
Maybe they like jokes about me masturbating after reading my
your mom's emails? Yeah. After realizing it was from your mom?
Those are good ones.
Yeah, that was great.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are both good.
Immediately afterhand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After reading beforehand.
Yeah, immediately beforehand.
Hey, I'm a wordsmith. What do you want me to do? Anyway, Australian tourist gets incredible response of stomach rolls on Italian getaway. I don't understand. Wait a minute. Mexico City bans use of attractive models during city. Mexico City, you just lost a... So I'm reading all those, like, what do they call them? Clickbait?
Yeah.
Oh, Mexico City. What about your Argentinian
Oh, yeah.
Argentinian police officer who grabbed a baby and started breastfeeding her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a malnourished baby.
Yeah.
This really, really attractive Argentinian police officer whips out her big-ass milky titty. It was like, go to town, little kid.
Yeah.
And the kid was like, thanks, lady, and just fucking went to town.
I'm telling you.
You saw the picture, right?
There's nothing sexier than pregnancy and post-pregnancy. Post-pregnancy? A pregnancy for sure.
Like how pregnant?
Like ready to come to term.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That does it for you, huh?
Even over video. Absolutely. Because I think it's the pheromones, right? So it's the pheromones that I'm just like, oh, my God. Plus, I like them thick, right?
Yeah.
So when you're pregnant, you're just filled out.
Yeah.
You're swollen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're not loose and blah, blah, blah. You're like fucking swollen.
Yeah.
That's my jam.
Yeah, you're a weird dude.
Fucking hey, I'm so weird. I think the weirdness has come out like
recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm fucking freaking it and I love it.
Yeah.
My eyes are wide open. Wide open to all kinds of possibilities.
So is in your butthole.
I'll go right in after that. Hey, listen, whatever works, baby.
Whatever works.
I'm digits. I don't know if I can go two digits.
three or more, huh?
Yeah, three or more. I don't
two
know.
Digits.
Yeah.
Don't waste my fucking time.
Exactly. Yawn. If I wanted to go to 7-Eleven, I'd drive up the street. I'm looking for Ruth's Chris. The Ruth's Chris of butthole action. Yeah. you know what that was?
So dumb.
It's fucking so dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.